From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Amman Sunday, two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli was wounded by gunfire inside Israel's embassy compound. There's been no official statement on the incident. It took place amid mounting tensions over Israel's installation of metal detectors outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Palestinians clashed again with Israeli forces Sunday in Jerusalem's Old City as thousands of Muslim worshippers gathered near the mosque for evening prayers. The metal detectors were installed after two Israeli policemen were shot and killed at the site July 14th. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Sunday with his cabinet. He said he and his advisors have met repeatedly over the situation and are managing it with a level head in a determined and responsible fashion. An Israeli minister told Army Radio the metal detectors will remain. Michael Fishback, a Mideast analyst at Virginia's Randolph Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
The worst case scenario is that we could be heading toward a third Palestinian intifada. And that's something that disturbs a lot of people on various sides because it inevitably would lead to bloodshed on both sides.
The UN Security Council is to meet an emergency session Monday to discuss the violence that left at least seven dead, including three Israelis and four Palestinians, on Friday. Christian militia are being blamed Sunday for ambushing UN peacekeepers escorting water trucks in the southern Central African Republic town of Bangassou, killing one Moroccan soldier and wounding three others. They've also reportedly launched attacks to seize a cathedral housing displaced Muslims. There have been at least a series of attacks in May that killed more than 100 people in Bangassou. This is VOA News.